Hello, and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. I'm Luana Grant. Closing the gap and encouraging economic self-determination for mob, those are some of the areas the government turned its attention to as it handed down its federal budget on Tuesday night. With an election now just weeks away, the budget has drawn a mixed response from some First Nations leaders.
A final budget before Australians hit the polls. Some funding aiming to shape the future of First Nations communities. $1.3 billion set aside for Closing the Gap initiatives.
We can see some of those priorities starting to land in the way that they should be landing. What will be important now is the next step. And that next step means really investing in the community-controlled sector, ensuring that our community's voices are informing how those dollars hit the ground.
Among the key measures, $70.9 million over 2 years, focusing on helping First Nations people become homeowners, and $23.9 million over 5 years towards the Indigenous procurement policy, creating opportunities for employment and growth for First Nations businesses. The government's new remote employment program also receiving a further $137.3 million in funding.
Is there room for improvement? Yes. But were there some wins? Absolutely. There were some good wins.
We need to see much more injection of funding into key areas such as child protection, adult incarceration, the development of children reaching the milestones to be in school, but also mental health and suicide. Now, they're really key issues that are tracking backwards.
Health was another focus, with $47.6 million towards supporting culturally appropriate aged care assessments. $9.2 million towards the detection and management of acute rheumatic fever and heart disease in remote communities. And $21.8 million for family, domestic and sexual violence services. However, little was spared for Indigenous legal services.
It's just a non-event. They didn't show up for black people in this country, for First Peoples in this country. They're not only complicit and adding to the hurt and the trauma in many of our communities, they're also not even looking after the basic needs of battlers out there.
While some say the budget has left much to be desired, the Coalition of Peaks, which represents 80 Indigenous community-controlled organisations, has welcomed the funding, including news of an $8.5 billion Medicare package, which they say is cause for cautious optimism. Makili Siren, NITV News.
In the Northern Territory, human rights activists and legal experts have criticised the government over changes to the justice system that haven't been foreshadowed. This week, the CLP government is set to introduce laws that will restore mandatory sentencing for some domestic violence offences. Meanwhile, the axing of after-hours bail applications has sparked human rights concerns after a 15-year-old was locked up in a police watch house for 3 nights.
It's a region with the highest rates of domestic violence in the country. Women's legal services from across the territory calling for community-led solutions to be heard.
We want to make sure that if there is reform, that it's done in a careful and nuanced and informed way. There hasn't been any sector consultation about what the proposals look like.
That proposal by the NT government is to reinstate mandatory sentencing for repeat offenders of domestic violence.
If you breach a domestic violence order, you'll receive a term of imprisonment.
Similar laws were introduced in 2007 and later repealed by the former NT Labor government in 2022. It followed a report that found mandatory sentencing was ineffective at curbing the high rates of domestic violence in the territory.
We had 4 years ago an all-encompassing review of the NT Law Reform Commission with respect to mandatory sentencing, which found that mandatory sentencing wasn't serving its purpose. We were seeing increased numbers of persons incarcerated and lack of rehabilitation.
It comes as the rate of incarceration surges to an all-time high, with 600 inmates entering the system since the CLP came to power last August. With increasing pressure on courts and watch houses, the chief judge has axed services for after-hours bail applications due to a lack of resources.
We are making the problem worse at great expense to the community.
Reports a 15-year-old girl spent 48 hours in a police watch house after being arrested for shoplifting $60 worth of items and riding in a stolen car.
On her own in a cell, listening to other prisoners screaming and shouting, the lights on 24/7, you can't sleep.
The NT government is yet to say if it was aware of the bail changes and if funding for courts will be increased. Emma Kellaway, NITV News.
The inquest into the death in custody of First Nations man Clinton Austin in 2022 has heard evidence from a fellow prisoner who said Mr. Austin was unwell for days before he died. Mr. Austin, a Gundindjmara and Wiradjuri man, died in Victoria's Loddon prison in September 2022. A prisoner in an adjoining cell told the inquest that Clinton Austin had been ill for several nights and that he passed him a rubbish bin to vomit into because he was unable to get out of bed. He also said Mr. Austin had some trouble breathing. His family is attending the inquest and hope it will lead to meaningful improvements in prison healthcare. It was a blackout at the Queensland Music Awards held in Meanjin, Brisbane, with some famous families taking home top honours. Both Troy and Jem Casadaley won awards, while Christine Arnoux was honoured for her lifetime dedication to music and her people.
A deadly red carpet as the Fortitude Music Hall hosted the annual Gala Awards.
I feel like most artists don't do it for awards, but it is really great to be acknowledged for the hard work and, you know, the dedication that you put into your art.
Inside, Jem Casadaley won the Indigenous Award.
There's just mob doing awesome things all around Australia.
The farmer, Troy Casadaley, winning the coveted Album of the Year Award for Between the Fires. On the Rudy Matoy won the Dennis Mott Conlon Scholarship for Indigenous Artists. Legend Christine Arnoux was honoured in style by her daughter, Zipporah. Christine Arnoux accepting her Lifetime Achievement Award in language.